Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. I tell you, it's the biggest thing that's ever happened to wash day. Have you heard the news? Well, just listen to your washing machine. Now it's proved by test which wash day soap is best. Does everything best.
Look, fun, but do you really expect me to believe that?
It's true. This new kind of soap does everything and does it best. Tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Bar soaps, chips, powders, all 25 were tested for the things that are most important to you on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety to colors. And Does came out ahead on all 3 points combined.
Didn't any of those soaps beat Does?
Not a one. Compared to Does, some soaps were short on whiteness for towels. Some couldn't produce the kind of suds to get work clothes clean. And most soaps couldn't touch Does on safety for the nice colors you wash. So you see, Does really has a winning combination.
Well, I have a mighty tough wash to do. Lots of dirty towels and greasy work shirts.
All the more reason you need Does. It gets towels whiter and work shirts clean easier than soap after soap. Its cleaning power is absolutely unsurpassed. And yet your prettiest colored slips actually stay bright longer with Does. Like I said, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors combined, this new kind of wash day soap tested best. Just try Does and listen to your washing machine. Does wins the wash day test. Does out does the rest. Does everything best. Now Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. You can reason with the reasonable, but with the other kind of people, only a little deception will work sometimes. At least so Molly has concluded about Joe Ellis, Mike's assistant, who is in a rage because the $25,000 has not yet turned up. And he's even more angry because Mike has taken him over the coals for slapping Molly. Joe has decided to go to the police and report Mary for stealing the money, and Molly for acting as her accomplice. But Molly, determined to outwit Joe, looked in the Greensville telephone book and found the name Jacob Goldberg Taylor. She called him up, but told him nothing except to call her back immediately. Listen.
Rosalie, was that smart thinking of me?
I don't know, Ma.
Why don't you know?
But what if he doesn't call back?
See if the telephone receiver is on the hook properly.
It is, Ma.
So let me call the number back again. What's the number?
I don't remember.
Why don't you remember?
Because I forgot. Ma, please, don't be so nervous.
Get the telephone book quickly.
Here it is, Ma.
So look up Goldberg.
All right, Ma, please, if you'll just let me do it.
I'm letting you do it.
What? David?
David.
You're not looking on the G's, Rosalie.
What G?
G is for Goldberg, not David.
So?
Wait a minute, David, dear, please. Wait a minute.
What is it? Well, why can't I know?
Oh, here, Ma. Jacob Goldberg.
Yes, yes, in this telephone book in Greensville.
David, not so loud, please.
Jacob Goldberg, yeah. Elm Street.
I don't want Elm Street. Give me the telephone number.
Greensville, 8741.
8741.
I can't know. I mustn't
one
know.
1 minute, David, darling. 1 minute, please. And not so loud, David. Hello?
What is it, Rosalie?
Operator, I want Greensville 8741. Please, operator.
What is it, Rosalie? Tell me.
I'm trying to keep Joe Ellis from going to the police to report Mary for taking the money.
Yes, so?
And I want a little time to talk the whole thing over and see what procedure to proceed. If Joe Ellis goes to the police, Mary can be arrested and us also, maybe.
But Jay can be found, Molly. Don't forget that.
I have an idea, David, whereby Mary can be protected in the same process.
Excuse me if I don't understand. But who is Jacob Goldberg here in this telephone book? And why are you calling him?
You're ringing, operator.
Who, Rosalie?
Thank you very much. The line is busy. Rosalie, take David inside and tell him why I'm calling Jacob Goldberg.
You can't tell me now.
There's not time now for conversations. Joe Ellis will be down in a fraction of a second. Maybe I want to be alone by myself a moment, insulated by myself, and think.
Isolated, Ma.
No English lessons now, Rosalie.
I'll go inside.
But one question, Molly. Yes, please?
Yes, what?
There's a Jacob Goldberg in Greensville.
Yes, Taylor.
How did you know that?
I knew that wherever you go, you'll find a Goldberg. So I looked up in the telephone book and I found
him. And?
And I called and I told him to call this number back and say that he's Mr. Goldberg.
Excuse me if I don't understand.
Well, David, why don't you understand? If Joe got a telephone call and he hears somebody say, this is Mr. Goldberg, what conclusion will he conclude?
I don't know. What?
He will conclude that it's Jake. And if Joe Ellis thinks that my Jake has the money, I can only hope that he'll do one.
He'll do what?
Delaying action is my only hope.
So when is he going to call?
I told him to call back in a little while.
Oh, you told him who you were?
I said I was a customer. Or you should only be it.
Don't touch it.
Oh, I will not, Mr. Ellis. I will not. Don't touch it. But here, Mr. Ellis, I wouldn't lift it even on the receiver you said not.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're getting smart, huh? Hello? Yeah. Yes. Okay.
It wasn't for me, was it?
No, it wasn't for you.
Oh, no, I don't know. Maybe, Marge. Stop it, maybe, Rosalie.
No, maybe, Rosalie. But maybe, Molly.
David, darling, go inside.
Come, Uncle David.
Molly, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
All right, David.
It was
please.
A friend of Mrs. Warren's, Mike. She wanted to know if Elsie Warren would be back in about 2 weeks, and I said yes.
Oh, so it wasn't Goldberg on the phone. Well, I should only be able to keep him here until the call comes in. Go inside the David, Rosalie. Go. Go. Quickly. Wait, quickly. Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Ellis, I owe you a very extravagant apology.
Skip it.
But, Mr. Ellis...
Skip it.
Wouldn't you have a cup of coffee?
Coffee?
Yes, it's fresh. I just made it.
Yeah, I'll have a cup of coffee. You put some arsenic in it?
Arsenic?
You taste it first, yeah?
Surely. I owe you an apology, Mr. Ellis.
I'll say you do.
Mike Hilton explained everything to me and how the money is yours and you're responsible for it and that you thought I had it and you were right to feel that if
you
I had...
You bet I was right.
Rosalie?
Yes?
Rosalie, come hither, dear. I apologize already to Mr. Ellis. I apologize. Bring sugar for Mr. Ellis, Rosalie.
I don't take sugar. I got a touch of diabetes.
Is that so?
I'll take some cream.
Cream for Mr. Ellis, Rosalie. I'm glad you're going to report this to the police, Mr. Ellis.
You should be. They'll find your old man pretty quick. Don't worry. They'll find him dead or alive.
Is that all you want? Only coffee?
That's all. I'll have my breakfast when I come back.
I could fix you some eggs now.
No, just the coffee, thank you.
What was it I used to make Tante Elke for her diabetes?
Don't you remember, Rosalie?
Oh, yeah. It's been another cup for Miss Ellis, Rosalie.
No more, thank you.
The coffee was a little cold, Miss Ellis.
It was all right.
A little more. Did you ever have coffee with an egg? Because, you see, Miss Ellis, the shell of the egg, a professor from Vienna told me, and if you put the shells in the coffee...
Where did I put my hat?
The shells, Miss Ellis.
Excuse me, I want to get my hat.
Oh, Rosalie, I have to keep him until the telephone.
How do you know that the man who called back?
Rosalie, if I could only remember that professor's name. Well, Mr. Ellis, try coffee anyway with the eggshells. There's something in the anatomy of the egg, the chemical substance in the eggshell that reduces the sugar, the professor...
I don't believe in those things.
Well, when you're sick, when you're sick, it pays to believe in anything. I mean, it's... Especially diabetes, not to be able to eat candy.
I don't like candy.
Oh, Rosa, remember how before Tante Elke took the eggshell treatment, how she couldn't eat this and that and anything. Who likes only vegetables? But surely if it comes after noodle soup. Don't you like noodle soup, Miss Ellis?
I eat all the noodles I want. I take a shot after it, though.
Oh, but why should you have to be shot every time you take a noodle? The treatment, I mean, it's so simplified.
Well, when I come back, you'll tell me more.
If I could remember that doctor's name.
Yeah, think about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking. Do you know a doctor? But what's your doctor's name?
Seeley.
Seeley?
Do you know him?
Do I know him?
You do?
A question.
Oh, he's a great guy, ain't he?
I should say.
Say, do you know his son?
Who don't know his son?
You know, they say the son is better than the old man.
Some people think so.
Where did you know him from?
from going to him.
At some office he's got, huh?
Well, I knew him before.
You mean before he was on Park Avenue?
Surely.
They tell me he started...
He did.
You don't say. Well, he deserves it.
Ask him about the eggshells when you see him.
I will. Mike, I'm going.
He didn't hear you.
He heard me.
Don't you want to say goodbye to him?
We don't kiss each other goodbye.
You're not wearing a coat?
No.
Well, that's foolish.
Who wears a coat in Texas?
I always forget the atmosphere of the South. I think I'm in New York.
Well, you will be soon. As soon as I find your old man. So long.
So long.
Goodbye, Mike.
Oh, lovely. Take it.
I'll take that phone.
Don't you want me to answer it?
I'll answer it. Hello? Yes? Who? Who? Say that again. Where are you? Wait a minute. Get me a pencil.
A pencil? Here.
Hello? Yes, Mr. Goldberg. 1061 Elm Street. Wait for me. I'll be right there.
Well, you can always count on Molly in a crisis. That phone call will keep Joe from the police, but for how long? And when he finds he's been duped, Joe will be tougher than ever. You know, the other day in an Omaha supermarket, our traveling reporter was telling the ladies the news about Does. He was saying that tests against 25 wash day soaps proved this. Does not only does everything best in your wash, it does everything best in the dishpan, too. Well, one lady spoke up.
What do you mean, does everything best in the dishpan?
Well, you see, only Does, the new kind of soap, gives you this combination in the dishpan. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hand.
You mean none?
Greater kindness to your hand.
You mean none of those other soaps could do all that?
Not one. Compared with soap after soap, Does gives you more suds faster. Suds that really last, so there's no need to keep adding soap. Does takes hold of tough grease quicker, too, so you don't do any hard scouring. Yet when it comes to your hands, Does is actually kinder to them. Leaves them feeling so soft and nice. You'll find in the dishpan, too, Does does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. We can't win just half a war. After Germany comes Japan. So keep on saving used kitchen fat. It's still badly needed.